USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current Omicron COVID surge includes many breakthrough cases, which involve people who have been vaccinated testing positive. Studies are showing that breakthrough cases are more prevalent and coming at a higher rate with the Omicron variant. This as people that have had breakthrough cases tend to have fewer symptoms and milder ones than those who were unvaccinated. Regarding people dying from COVID-19, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a good number of the people that have died from COVID had comorbidities.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really these are people who were unwell to begin with.
President Biden set to give a voting rights speech in Georgia on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A Republican member of Congress says he will not cooperate with the January 6th Commission.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th Commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is known as Black Monday in the NFL, the 24 hours after the playoffs when losing coaches and GMs get their pink slips. The Minnesota Vikings have parted ways with their general manager and head coach, the Miami Dolphins firing their coach after three seasons, and the Chicago Bears firing Matt Nagy and GM Ryan Pace after the team went 6-11. Denver Broncos coach Vic Fangio fired on Sunday as well. More firings also expected later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
After the Washington Post was forced to issue a second fact-check correction over prisoners receiving stimulus checks, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton is accusing the media of trying to silence him for exposing the Democratic Party's radical agenda.
There wasn't much of a mystery on this when I proposed an amendment that would prohibit checks from going to criminals like the Boston Marathon bomber. The Democrats voted against my amendment. The Democrats said on the Senate floor that they wanted checks to go to prisoners. So murderers and rapists and pedophiles across America got your tax dollars last year. Yet the reason they keep fact-checking me, though, is not because I'm not telling the truth. It's because I am telling the truth. I'm exposing the crazy ideas of the Democratic Party, and their Praetorian Guard in the media doesn't want to let me speak out to those truths. This happened as well with my assertions in early 2020, at the very beginning of the pandemic, that it was at least a real possibility that the virus came out of that lab in Wuhan, not from some food market. And yet again, the Washington Post had to backpedal on those claims.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. An uptick in excessive drinking during the pandemic is projected to cause nearly 3,000 additional cases of liver failure by 2023. A research team led by Massachusetts General Hospital also says a rise in alcohol consumption will result in 8,000 more deaths from alcohol-related liver disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.